Senator Robert Kerr, were you around him any?
Very little. I wrote about him in my little book because he was why we have navigable water from Tulsa to the Gulf, as you know, and I've always been disappointed. Well, I'll tell you a little story. I went over to St. Louis with a Chamber of Commerce delegation to the Mississippi Valley Authority meeting. This was about 1959. They met every year in every city or town that was on a Mississippi or a tributary of the Mississippi came to those meetings. They were all working together to get their project developed. So we already had the Kerr-McClellan Waterway under construction or about to be constructed. But we wanted to get that from Catoosa to Luther, Oklahoma. And so I sat down at a table over there with a couple of fellas from North Dakota. They told me about their water project. I rather smugly told them about ours, and I said, and all we need is Senate approval to get extended to Oklahoma City. I'll never forget one of the guys looked at me and said, that's where we were with our project in 1906. I was playing golf at Quail Creek when the golf caddy came up that New Year's Day and told me Senator Kerr died. I had gone about two more holes, and I thought, it's 1906. Oklahoma City, as far as our extension of the waterway goes. And sure enough, it's almost been forgotten. I think I'm one of the few people who knows that that plan is still on the drawing board.
That would have been a big boon for this part of the country. There's no question about that.